Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, and my co-host today is Otto Loos, and we've been talking with Anastasia Powell and Allison Albright from FEMA. Before we went to a break, I know, Otto, you just started talking a little bit about Ida, the visit from Ida that was...
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's pretty fresh in everybody's mind. And me personally, I was spared, but I know a lot of people that weren't spared. It was a sneaky little storm that caused lots of problems. So I was just wondering where FEMA might have fit as far as Ida is concerned.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a good example of kind of the role FEMA can play when there's a disaster. So we've been coordinating with the local emergency management office, which would be New York City, then a few different New Jersey as well, the state emergency management offices, and then, of course, FEMA. So we have joint operations centers. We have many calls together, and we're all working together to put together some disaster recovery centers where survivors can go to receive assistance for housing, for repairs. Maybe in some extreme cases, if you know someone's unable to work due to a storm, maybe like the business was completely flooded, you know, there is some unemployment assistance that can happen as far as that goes. So many, I don't even have all the lists. There's so many different resources available, but the American Red Cross is there as well, mental health services, a whole variety of resources available. So FEMA is working, like I said, with their state and local to pull those sites together actively right now. Actually in one of the emergency management offices right now responding to that disaster. So really just coordinating logistics is a big role that we play, and then providing assistance.
How would somebody go about getting this assistance? Who do they call?
So you can, there is a phone number. I'll look it up right now. But really just going to the sites if you're able to, which I know can be hard if someone maybe has access or functional needs, but there is also, you can call FEMA as well, and they can get you connected and help you fill out those applications. I don't believe they're online yet, but I believe you just can do them over the phone and then in person at these recovery centers. And I believe New York, NYC at least, put out a press release, I think yesterday, with the location of all the centers. There's one in every borough except Manhattan right now.
I wanted to just ask, backtrack a little bit with the kit. I know that this week is Build a Kit Week for FEMA, I think. And just what kind of documentation should people have in their kit when they're leaving the house? Because you really don't know if you're leaving your house. I mean, you could be back in an hour, or it could be a week. It could be quite a while. So you want to kind of avoid saying, oh, I left that at the house. Like, what kind of documentation is important to, you know, bring with you, or at least have a copy of, a version of?
Yeah, so there's a few important, you know, documents in particular, as well as items that you should have in your go bag. So as far as document goes, you can either bring a copy, maybe bring it on like a hard drive. You can also have things stored in the cloud, as long as you have access to them in the cloud, that works as well. But bringing, you know, identification, social security card, birth certificates, medical records, any property titles that you have, health insurance, life insurance information, maybe some bank information, really any information that ties, you know, what you own or have, and really who you are. And similarly, on a smaller scale for pets, if they have a pet, you want to make sure you have some proof to show that, you know, they're your pet, and that they have their vaccines up to date as well, and that, you know, they have their collar and everything labeled. So those are some examples of a few key documents that I would definitely have readily available or accessible via a cloud.
I think one of them is, in this day and age, is a list of your passwords. Because if it's in the cloud, but you can't remember your password, then you have a big problem. And that's always a good idea anyhow for long-term life planning. You know, let your family know what your passwords are. because in this day and age, if you don't have people's passwords, you're going to be up the creek. You know, you won't be able to do anything, really.
Yeah, and if you do have them written down, make sure it's in a stored safe place too, on a piece of paper. You don't want anyone else to access all of your passwords. But yes, very important point too. And there are a few services online that I think help you store it safely as well.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I would like to add a couple items to that, if I may.
Sure.
You know, just in terms of, you know, the older population aging, you know, actually anyone, I'll take that back. When you have, you know, in case if it's a medical emergency and you know that you have, you know, a condition that you have, you know, a list of what that is, what you might be taking for it. And if there's ever, you know, if you ever have medical power of attorney or any of those things, that your doctor has a copy, that person has a copy, and that you have one, you know, just hopefully never comes to it, but you might need to have that handy in case something medically happens to you.
Right. So it's a very important kit to build. And I think that's next week's theme. So, you know, in addition to, you know, the supplies that you need, documents are important to at least have with you, especially, you know, and you know, like, don't put it off, you know, just like, because you never know if, you know, sometimes storms are, you know, like we hear they're being promoted as, you know, horrible, horrible things. And then nothing really happens, you know, or it's the opposite, you know, which is kind of what happened with that last storm. It didn't just seem like it rained and rained and rained. And it was an overwhelming amount of rain. And, you know, no one really planned it. I mean, we saw what happened. So it's really important to, you know, get that kit together and keep it updated too. Just like, you know, we tell seniors a lot, you know, every time a senior goes to a doctor today, you know, they may, you know, increase a med, take a med away, do something. So just make sure that you're continually keeping that kit up to date with current medications and documentation and all that kind of thing, you know.
And seasonal updates, actually, it's a really good point.
Well, another thing that, frankly, I thought of because of this show is, okay, you got this great kit, all right? And I'm thinking to myself, my kit, part of it is my laptop. If I had to leave the house, that would be coming with me because I keep track of stuff that way. But then I thought about, okay, my laptop is in an office on the second floor. The house has a problem. We have a fire. I have to leave. I can't get to the laptop or a little safe that may keep all these papers. So another question really is, where do you keep this kit? That makes the most sense, because if you have fire, you may not have an option. You know, you may have to just get out whether you like the idea or not, and can't get to your kit. So I guess, you know, a little thinking has to be involved in terms of where do I put this thing, this magic kit that I have with everything? And do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, keeping them somewhere easily accessible is different for each person. If you're the kind of person who your car is the most accessible place for you, it's not in your home, but you know that whatever emergency may occur in your home, you'll have access to your car. You might want to put that go bag in your car. And in terms of,
well, if you have a garage that's not attached to the house, you know, maybe that's a place. I'm talking out loud here. I don't know the answer. Right.
Make sure it's secure, though. I mean, leaving in a car. I have a separate kit for my car. You know, the things that you need. I have a blanket, a flashlight. You know, that magical tire inflator stuff, you know, so I have that. But, you know, leaving it in your car with all your documents may not be the best. You know, if you're, you know, just listen to the news. If, you know, there's a storm and it's a week away, get it ready. Just, you know, make sure it's ready, even if it's not a direct hit or doesn't look like a direct hit for us. But I think we've learned, you know, through Sandy, that, you know, it's so important to prepare in advance, which, you know, so much of, you know, we did in terms of, you know, so many of us on Long Island, at least in my generation, lost power for the first time in our lives for a long period of time. I mean, losing power for 2 weeks was, I certainly wasn't prepared for it. And, you know, so I think we have a lot of, you know, these previous storms, we have so much more information, you know, and so like when I think about Sandy, as soon as I hear a hurricane is a week away or potential, I do all the things that, you know, I should have done during Sandy to get, you know, I'll fill the car up, I'll make sure I'm not running low, everything's being charged. You know, of course, listen to the news, if, you know, do all the things that we like I said, you know, we learned.
Well, I think Christina has some fresh input on cars, because her brother's car was broken into last night or this morning.
Yeah, this morning, you know, early in the morning.
So that wouldn't have been a good place for him to have all his go kit, if you will.
Well, maybe not your documents, but
I think
one.
What Rebecca said is a great point with these two separate things.
Yes.
You know, like the little car, it might be like a mini version of, exactly, you know, your main kind of kit, but listen, it's better than nothing.
I think the cloud is a great backup place to have all these things. You should scan everything and keep copies in the cloud, because sooner or later you're going to be able to get to them. You know, maybe not right away, but it'll be there at least. But that's, again, that requires technical expertise and support, and not everybody has that. Complicated. I think you said, Anastasia, that a lot of this really comes down to everybody's individual circumstances. Everybody's different. There's no cookie cutter that this is exactly what you should do.
Right.
No, it varies.
We all have
different needs, different problems, different assets, different whatever. So what do we do?
You know, on a personal note too, I live in Farmingdale, in an area in Farmingdale where we lose power all the time. We just do. If there's a storm or a wind that comes by, we're out for a minimum of 24 hours. I don't know if where I am, there's not a lot of people on the grid that gets turned on or whatever the scenario is. But we made the decision to invest in a generator for my house. Actually, we have to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We will be right back.